2. Nukes Without Nations. From a lofty view, there is justice in a world in where the weak become stronger, and the strong have no choice but to accommodate the gain. Practically speaking, however, the poor, for a host of reasons, are more likely to use their nuclear weapons than the great powers have been, at least since the United States terrorized Japan. At the extreme is the possibility, entirely real, that one or two nuclear weapons will pass into the hands of the new stateless guerrillas, the jihadists, who offer none of the retaliatory targets that have so far underlain the nuclear peace, no permanent infrastructure to protect, no capital city, and indeed no country called home. The danger first arose in the chaos of post-Soviet Russia in the 1990s, and it took full form after the September 11th attacks of 2001. The U.S. government's subsequent manipulation of the fear is deplorable and tragic. Far better to accept the risk soberly and to examine it realistically than to dash around making blind wars, limiting liberties and commerce, and generally self-destructing in advance. Nonetheless, the fact remains, with so little to lose from nuclear retaliation, and in need of ever more dramatic acts in their war against the West, these jihadists are the people who would not hesitate to detonate a nuclear device. Of course, they may also pursue their war in other spectacular ways, including small-scale bombings, poison gas assaults in enclosed public spaces, and more difficult biological attacks. Within the nominally nuclear realm, they may choose to set off dirty bombs, which would use conventional explosives not to induce a fission reaction, but to scatter ordinary detectable radioactive materials through a few city blocks, causing public hysteria, all the more so in societies where even outdoor tobacco smoke is called a threat. Dirty bombs would be mere nuisance bombs if people would keep their calm, but of course people will not. The potential effectiveness of such a device was loudly signaled by the clamor about dangerous dust around the World Trade Center site, and it was reinforced more recently by the outraged reaction to an attempt by a U.S. agency to raise the acceptable threshold of radiation for re-inhabiting an area after a dirty bomb attack. The outrage must have been noticed by the people who count. Furthermore, they must know that even just in the United States, there are large quantities of non-fissionable but highly radioactive materials contained within machines, primarily in hospitals and at industrial sites, and that the machines, because they are expensive, are sometimes stolen for resale. In fact, in the United States alone, there are hundreds of thefts of radioactive material every year. As to